You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
And joining us now is John Whitbeck, chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia. Good to have you here this morning. We want to talk about the state of play in the governor's race, among other things. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Okay, so it looks like, I mean, some polling has been done, and it's very early in the game, but it looks like among the Republicans, the person who seems to be having the most effect with voters is Ed Gillespie, coming in one poll at 38% compared to Corey Stewart's 11 and Senator Frank Wagner's 10. If he's the guy that's going to, prevail here, what's interesting is in the hypothetical matchups with the Democratic candidates, it's pretty much dead even right now.
Well, you know, I chalk that up to Virginia always goes a different way than a lot of the rest of the states, and certainly more different nationally. I mean, we were, a state that went for Hillary Clinton in the South by about 6 points, even though a lot of states that were, quote, blue states, and I don't consider us a blue state, went for Trump. So we like different types of Republicans, different types of Democrats. I'm not surprised that we're kind of in a class by ourselves.
Yeah, but I mean, are you surprised that, given what has been a difficult thing for Republicans to do, in the past, which is to defeat Democrats in statewide elections, that right now in a hypothetical matchup, Ed Gillespie would do pretty well?
No, not at all. I mean, you have on one hand on the lieutenant governor, you have a low energy, flip-flopper progressive who used to be sort of conservative, voted for George W. Bush in two elections, and now because of his opponent has gone far left. And you have the other guy, Tom Perriello, who is basically an extremist. I mean, he is so far outside the mainstream of Virginia politics that it's not a surprise that Ed Gillespie is doing well against both of those gentlemen.
There was a poll done in January, a Roanoke College poll, and they found that there are a lot of issues that voters are in sync on, but they did find that voters in general did not know much about the gubernatorial candidates. Has that changed since then?
Well, I think it's changed a little bit. I mean, most of the focus of the last few months has been getting your signatures together. I mean, we have a very high threshold to get on the ballot. Mm-hmm. It's 10,000 signatures, 400 from each of our 11 congressional districts. Plus, you're really appealing to your base voters because it's a primary situation.
Right.
I think once the primary is over in June 2013, the polls you'll see will show name recognition steadily get higher and higher. So it's not a surprise it's a little lower at this point.
Mm-hmm. And Terry McAuliffe's popularity or lack thereof, is this going to influence the primaries at all?
I don't think so. I think a lot of the national climate is completely dominating the Democrat primary. I mean, basically, their entire message right now is Donald Trump is a bad president. They have no
right.
other message that's coherent or mainstream. They're talking about driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. They're talking about a $15 minimum wage, which would destroy medium, small, and large businesses in Virginia. So, I mean, that's what's going on in this primary, and it's just shocking to see how far left the Democrats have become.
But Mary is right. When you have a governor who's been in office, he has a political machine of some sorts, and that generally, does help that party somewhat as he departs the governorship here before long.
Well, exactly, but here's the problem with Terry McAuliffe. His record is so dismal. I mean, his signature achievement as governor has been bringing craft breweries to Virginia, which I support 100%. I love craft breweries, but there is no discernible policy victory in the last 3.5 years that he can point to as his legacy. It is nothing but failed Medicaid expansion 3 times, He has reinstated the voting rights of sex offenders, and in one case, deported illegal immigrants with his felons' rights plan to try to help Hillary Clinton get more votes. I mean, there really isn't anything else he's done. We have a stagnant economy. Growth in Virginia has been stagnant, and it really has been on the shoulders of our Republican majorities in the House and the Senate, the General Assembly, to really get things done, and the governor's just been along for the ride.
And ultimately, as you said, what it boils down to, you talk about the Virginia economy being stagnant. I personally believe most people don't know what the policies of any given politician are or what they promise they're going to do in general, especially during primaries. They don't understand that. But what does matter to them is how they are doing personally, their personal economy.
That's right. And I think what you're going to see is a surge once again for second year in a row from our voters in Southwest Virginia. Terry McAuliffe has been the general in the war on coal. And the numbers that came out of Southwest Virginia for Donald Trump were absolutely staggering. In some counties, it was 82-83% in Southwest Virginia. There is no way that those people are going to sit on the sidelines when you have a president who is so popular in those areas who's going to be advocating for the coal industry. And those people know exactly who it is to blame, the Obama administration and the McAuliffe-Northrum Herring administration in Virginia.
You're right, but I mean, the poll numbers seem to suggest that in the Commonwealth of Virginia, Trump's doing about the same as he's doing nationally, which is not all that great in some of the opinion polls, but that doesn't seem to be affecting the hypothetical matchups between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Well, and like I said earlier, I think we go a different way. I mean, our Republicans have a different way of looking at things. I mean, Northern Virginia is a very different area from the four or five other regions of the state. You have to really run in Virginia four or five mini campaigns. It's a very unusual state. And I think in Northern Virginia, the people that are running on our side have a much better message. Because Fairfax County, Arlington, Alexandria vote blue majority in every election. But Fairfax County still has a lot of centrist and right-of-center voters who sort of go back and forth depending upon the candidate. And you can't sell what the Democrats are selling to those voters. So, in 2009, Governor McDonnell won Fairfax County. That's not a long time ago. It's pretty recent. So we're pretty confident what we can do. We're not going to win Arlington and Alexandria, but I think the numbers in Fairfax County are going to surprise a lot of people.
And I wanted to ask very briefly about Corey Stewart. Now, he's the chairman of the Prince William Board of County Supervisors. Prince William, a very key county. It's one of those swing counties in the state of Virginia. And he's only pulling about 11% right now, and he's advertising pretty heavily. Are you surprised by that?
Well, at this stage, I don't know I don't know what the numbers for this Wason poll, I think, is the one you're quoting.
Right.
I don't know what the crosstabs show in terms of the individual campaigns. But I will tell you what it shows in that poll is that the vast majority of voters are either undecided or don't know a lot about the candidate.
Yeah, it's early. You're right.
Exactly. So I don't know what 10% means for Corey Stewart or 11% or whatever it is. I think it has more to do with name recognition than anything.
Mm-hmm.
As we said earlier, a couple days ago, there's been some use of terms that we condemn, and so I really don't know how to gauge that campaign as compared to the others, because it's a different type of race on our side, because we have such different candidates. The three of them are very different from each other.
All right, gotta leave it there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a great week.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.